Andrew Cuomo begs New Yorkers, get the facts before forming opinion on harassment claims. By Hannah Blow on March 3, 2021. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., begged New Yorkers on Wednesday to get the facts before forming an opinion on the mounting allegations of sexual harassment lodged against the governor, contending that he never knew at the time that he was making people uncomfortable. Cuomo addressed the allegations of sexual harassment during Wednesday's press conference, noting that he intends to fully cooperate with the independent review conducted by the Attorney General. I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward, Cuomo said. And I think it should be encouraged in every way. Cuomo said he now understands that he acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable but maintained that it was unintentional. I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say. But that's their truth, he said, telling New Yorkers that he never touched anyone inappropriately. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. And I certainly never ever meant to offend anyone or hurt anyone or cause anyone any pain. That is the last thing I would ever want to do. He said before asking New Yorkers to wait to form an opinion as calls for his resignation continues to rise. I ask the people of this state to wait for the facts from the Attorney General's report before forming an opinion. Get the facts, please, before forming an opinion. And the Attorney General is doing that review, he said. I will fully cooperate with it, and then you will have the facts, and make a decision when you have the facts, Cuomo said, adding that he will be better for this experience in the end. Cuomo emphasized that he has no plans to resign, despite calls from the likes of Representative Kathleen Rice, DNY, who explicitly called for his resignation amid the fallout. A third woman stepped forward this week, accusing Cuomo of grabbing her and asking if he could kiss her. I was so confused and shocked and embarrassed, Anna Roush, 33, said. I turned my head away and didn't have words in that moment.